Hello and welcome to the Creative Culture podcast interview series. Today we're joined by Melanie Berger from Impact Memoir to discuss how a combination of cognitive science and cross-cultural audits can be used to maximise your creative concepts on a truly global scale. Impact Memoir's bespoke methodology for cognitive analyses can be used to assess the power of messages conveyed by your brand or your creative concepts to build a positive memory trace across all types of media, materials, and formats. Compared with our own cross-cultural audits of creative culture, this approach can be used globally to ensure concepts and materials resonate with your audience wherever they are in the world. So without further ado, welcome Melanie. And perhaps to start with, you can tell us a little bit about yourself and how Impact Memoir started and the kind of work you do.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited to be here. I have a marketing background. I did a French-American business school that had me finish my year in the States that I did enjoy very much. In the following 10 years, I stayed in New York, which was a very fun place to be. And I moved back to Paris a couple of years ago, where I joined Impact Memoir in 2014. So Impact Memoir is 20 years old. It was created in 2001 by three very complementary profiles. They have associated their expertise and created this scientific program that we still use today. So it was Bruno Poyet. He's an expert in media. Bernard Croisil. He is a neurologist specialized in Alzheimer's disease, and Olivier Koenig, who is a professor in cognitive sciences at the University of Lyon 2. So Bruno Poyet, who had founded a media agency, Climat Media, wanted to find a way to help his clients ensure the memorization of their advertising messages, or at least find a way to tell them how to improve their efficiency without necessarily questioning consumers. He has always been a very strong advocate of creativity, and believed it was really key to find a way to pretest without this consumer bias that could be linked to non-finalized material, just so that strong ideas were not killed too soon and for the wrong reasons. So thanks to Bernard and Olivier's expertise, and Bruno's knowledge, on the other hand, of the advertising industry as a whole, its specificity, its constraints. They have created this scientific program based on the cognitive processes the brain follows to ensure memorization, which could then possibly generate an effect on behavior, which is really what advertisers are looking for.
Yeah.
So that's the story behind Impact Memoir. I'm an account director at Impact Memoir. So my job is basically to try to help clients reinforce their advertising efficiency. But what I really do is being this bridge between the scientific team and our clients.
That's great. And what type of projects or the type of companies you work for?
Mm-hmm. We work with many different types of company profiles, whether they are large or small, whether they are in France or in foreign markets. And we work with a quite wide array of industries. And we work on B2B or B2C. So it's really an approach that we're able to apply to many different problematics, to different medias. But we do work with a lot of larger size corporations because of the flexibility of the approach, and also because most of the approach is universal, which helps attract many of the large international corporations. It fits quite well into their constraints, but then we're also able to test locally with this partnership with Creative Culture and implement local perspectives within our analysis. So clients will come to us mostly during their pre-testing phase. So because we do not use any consumer interview, we can work very early in the creative process. We don't have any bias due to non-finalized material that consumer, more traditional approach can have. But it can be a different problematics. It could be for a TV ad that is in a storyboard phase, for example, and needs to be fully optimized before going into production. It could be a screening of creative routes, whether it is of the same creative agency or maybe it's a pitch that the client is doing with several creative agencies, and we help them really find out which one has the most potential in view of final execution. We can work on editing. So it's an approach that we can really use on all types of medias, on all types of messages, basically. We work a lot on packagings, for example. We work on brand identity if there's a change of logo. We work on digital pretest as well, and really help our clients evaluate their ads on the different formats they're going to find on this media with a specific tool, of course, that answers the specificities of each problematics. But we're able to answer to a quite wide range of situations. But really, the phases where it's the most productive are the ones where the decision process needs a rational feedback without opinions given. So this is really a strong moment where Impact Mémoire is able to intervene.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Thank you for the background there. And just give you a couple of points about the science behind the analysis that you do, what you're actually measuring here.
So we basically measure the ability of a message to be memorized, to leave a useful trace in mind, because we'll make sure that it's being linked to your brand, of course. So with cognitive sciences have been identified the key cognitive processes. Some of them are fundamental in creating a memory trace. So it's these key cognitive processes that we're going to be evaluating through our scientific program. To give you some examples, we know that attention is fundamental for your message to be seen. But we'll go into a little more detail. We're going to be looking at automatic attention, for example, which is really the type of attention that you're going to grab automatically to the viewer, whether it's a contrast, whether it's a strong image, whether it's a strong sound. So anything that is automatically going to catch viewers' attention, but we'll also be looking at voluntary attention. Is your message starting a reasoning within the viewer? Is the viewer giving you his or her attention? This is going to be a strong lever to reinforce memorization of a message. We're going to be looking at perception. We know that elements need to be clearly perceived to be understood and then to be memorized. So this is something that we look at closely. Emotions are a catalyst to memorization. They're going to boost the memory of a message. So levels of emotional input are also going to be looked at. Levels of interest, whether you're providing tangible information in your ad. And as I said previously, we make sure that we're talking about a useful trace in mind. And so we look at brand attribution, not necessarily the number of time we're going to see your logo or the number of times you're going to mention your logo, but is your brand given a strong role in the story? So these are really the key elements that we're going to be assessing through the scientific program that is pretty much a list of questions, but that is going to nourish the different cognitive processes and provide performance scores and how these performance scores translate into generating a potential effect on behavior. The scores are then analyzed and explained by the research team.
Great. Thank you for that information around the science behind it. I guess to some extent, the human brain will work the same wherever you are in the world. But how does working across markets and for global impacts impact your work?
Yes, it's the brain is a muscle, so it's going to answer to the same cognitive processes indeed. But we all know that each market has their own specificities. So if a wide or large part of our analysis is universal, it was very important for us to find a solution to be able to answer to the specific needs of our clients within each of their specific markets. So we're able with this partnership with Creative Culture to add this really strong added value in our approach and provide or adapt the performance scores to the local markets. So we are able to do that by providing Creative Culture with the material that we're going to test, which they are going to provide to the local correspondents that you have in the different markets and give us the feedback, the local perspective of the ad in the specific market that is needed, which enables us to adjust the performance scores in regards to the local perspective. It's an approach that gives us the opportunity to provide feedback on not one, but maybe five different markets with the same ad for our clients.
What about semiotics versus top line checks, you know, in having some flexibility on the depth of understanding?
Yeah. So on many projects, we are going to be providing what we call an executional check, any elements in the setting or the narrative that maybe could be interpreted differently by local audiences are very closely looked at. And just to come back on this, because we're without consumer, we're not able to give any feedback in regards to the relevance of the message, for example, in the local market. So it's really going to be more about execution. When a client has a specific question, maybe a specific zoom on the market that has higher stakes, or a zoom on a subculture maybe of a specific market, we're able to go a little bit deeper with Creative Culture and a little deeper than the top line checks that we usually do, and maybe go a little bit further into semiotics, especially for our projects on brand identity, maybe on logos and packagings, where semiotics are very important, studying the sign and their meanings and how these can change from one country to another is really key for the global approaches of our clients.
And building on that, I mean, what will you find are the main challenges or the points of contention in the work that you do in an international context?
The points that come up a lot within our projects are going to be, for example, the choices of brand ambassadors and how it's going to impact the overall impact of the ad from one market to another. From a cognitive perspective, this could have an impact on automatic attention, for example, depending on the level of awareness of a brand ambassador from one country to another. If the awareness is quite low, attention is not going to be as strong. We could also have a cognitive lever of emotional input that could be impacted by a brand ambassador. For example, the choice by the brand is made on a somewhat controversial brand ambassador. This controversy could be maybe deeper in some markets rather than others and could have some impact on emotional levers that are stimulated, on identification maybe. So choices of brand ambassador is a subject that comes back a lot. Mm-hmm. Setting and situations, this is also very key. This is key for identification, for the viewer to be able to project himself or herself within the situation, needs to be able to identify to the setting. If you take, for example, an advertising for some cookware product and are going to be using a similar campaign in different markets, one needs to make sure that levels of identification must remain strong with the setting of a kitchen. Viewer is going to be able to identify from one market to another. So setting, situation is going to be key also. And then color codes, this is maybe more for packaging, for example. Symbols definitely can have different resonance from one country to another. We not so long ago had a project where a brand needed to create different family brands in view of globalization, and they needed to test the brand names in five different regions, which we did. And for one brand name in one specific region, The sound of the name when said out loud resonated with a slang word in that region, for example. So this was a big warning. So these are the types of elements and interesting themes that can come up and on which we would be working.
That's great. And so how would you say the benefits or the added value of these approaches rather than using traditional marketing research or wider quantitative studies?
I think we're very complementary. There's also an added value working with En Bec Mémoire, as we will be going beyond conscious reasoning. We'll be exploring the conscious, but also the non-conscious processes, which is very interesting, of course. Another strong point, and as I mentioned earlier, is this ability to work early in the creative process. It is, in the end, going to be saving a lot of time. It will help concentrate on ideas with the strongest potential, help develop less storyboards, less animatics, and really save time and budget. It's research that we do in just a couple of days, so timing is a big part of it. And of course, I think one of the strongest points is maybe the scientific and rational feedback through this in-depth analysis that really helps the teams with their decisions and facilitates discussion with creative agencies and moving forward. So I think that's maybe one of the key points.
Thank you for all of that. That's really, really interesting, really sets into context the work you do and how it ties into the work creative culture does as well and helps brands globally. And so really finally, Melanie, it would be great if you could say what are your key tips are to success in an international market and do illustrate that with an example or two.
Definitely number one, but brands know that is they have to do their research and arm themselves with the needed information to maintain and ensure local impact, whether it is double checking relevance, of course, looking for common ground, especially when one wants to use the same type of ads communication throughout different markets. Definitely maintain potential of identification, which is key. Ensuring that there's no faux pas from a cultural point of view. Making sure no element could generate some distancing with the viewer through whether shock effect, for example, or anything of that matter.
And do you have some examples of work that you've done?
Some of the examples, as I've mentioned maybe previously or a little bit earlier, where, again, we've had choices in brand ambassadors. One we had quite controversial, but quite mainstream as well in the U.S., but then we were testing in China and Russia, and this notion of controversy became much stronger and the levels of emotion have been strongly impacted. So this was a strong warning for the client we were working with.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for your time today, Melanie. It's been really fascinating to delve a little deeper into the world of cognitive science and the work you guys do. And for everybody else, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can find more podcast episodes by visiting our SoundCloud or website, creativecultureint.com, under our Insight sections. Make culture work for you.